Welcome to Museum of Austerity. You are at the entrance to a plain rectangular room with a grey carpeted floor and white walls with grey panelling running around the perimeter of the space on the lower section of the walls. Above the centre of the space hang four Georgian period hexagonal shaped lanterns suggestive of the UK Houses of Parliament. The rectangular room is approximately 13 metres long by 7 metres wide. We will call the short wall through which you enter the South Wall. Opposite is the North Wall. On your left is the long West Wall, and on the right the long East Wall. In the southeast corner of the space is a small alcove. In the northwest corner of the space is a small cubicle area, like a short corridor, created by a short wall that extends away from the west wall, parallel with the north wall, with a doorway-sized entrance. Near to the southern end of the east wall, there's an open doorway leading to a small annex room. There are a number of physical objects in the room. In the centre of each of the long east and west walls, there's a bench approximately 1.8 metres long with green upholstery. These are replicas of the benches found in the UK Houses of Parliament. In the southwest corner, to the left of the entrance, there's a concrete platform, shin height and about a metre square. In the northwest corner, there's a small grey job centre table. At the end of the short corridor in the northwest corner is a white fridge facing you as you enter. In the centre of the north wall is a single green chair with no arms. In the northeast corner, six concrete paving slabs are laid on the ground in a large rectangle. On entering the annex beyond the east wall, a green hospital chair is set directly opposite in the far corner, set against the right-hand wall and facing into the annex. Back outside the annex, there are two single grey beds in the space, one directly in the centre and one in the southeast alcove. These are the only physical objects in the room, although for those wearing the HoloLens, it appears to be populated by eight life-size holographic figures. If you now take a short step or two forward and turn towards the southwest corner, you will approach the shin-high concrete platform and trigger the audio description for the first figure.